This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Later this morning, we'll get Federal Reserve numbers on busy American factories. This week, President Biden spoke about boosting the manufacturing sector within the U.S., onshoring, which he argues could help cool down inflation. Onshore production means shorter, less vulnerable supply chains, but does that keep a lid on prices? Marketplace's Justin Ho has more.
One of the biggest roadblocks to manufacturing output has been labor supply. Tim Fiore with the Institute for Supply Management says hiring in manufacturing has been picking up over the last few months.
You know, pay's been going up. There's even been talk about people coming out of retirement and going back to work.
Another roadblock for manufacturing has been the congested supply chain. But Fiore says that's been easing up too.
The transportation sector is showing some signs of improvement. A lot of that likely has to do with the fact that the ports are freeing up a little bit.
But even if domestic manufacturing output continues to increase, we shouldn't expect prices to fall, especially if it means retooling the global supply chain, says Teresa Fort, a professor at Dartmouth College.
Firms have developed these global supply chains precisely in order to find the lowest cost, most productive places.
So Fort says the costs of bringing that production back to the U.S. would make manufactured goods more expensive. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.